Blog Talk Radio.
So look at us and vote for him before you talk. I'm keeping all my enemies.
I was rendering our show that we did together at BCR, and I forgot to minimize it. Brooklyn College Radio. How's it going?
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and in honor of the 100th episode of the Metal Injection Livecast, tonight's intro will be a greatest hits of sorts. Here goes: Noah is a skank, Darren likes black chicks and Spanish food, Rob looks funny, Sid is a jerk, and Sean is a total pussy. Here's the show.
Woo! It's episode number 100, y'all! That's like an accomplishment of some sort.
Yeah, right? Very proud to have done 100 episodes here.
Yay!
All of you.
Rob,
oh, God, yeah. Bring down the mood, Sid. Go ahead.
We've probably got a lot of new listeners tonight. I don't think that voice you just did is the first one they should be hearing when they tune in for the first time.
This, woo!
It's like, hey, it's Antoine Dodson.
Rob,
say it like a man.
He's singing. We've done 100 episodes, y'all.
That didn't work.
Sounds like Britney
Spears. That sexy?
That sounds like Cleveland from Family Guy.
I don't know. I don't know what else you want from me, Sid. This is who I am.
Man up. It's a big night.
We've got 100 episodes. We've
done.
Yeah,
that's better.
This is episode number 100.
Yes,
oh,
that's good.
Oh, you had to ruin it.
We should give you some manly back, like some war stuff.
Episode 100. Brace yourself.
It's like a Juggalo commercial.
You fine ass honeys and skank ass bitches will enjoy episode 100 of the Livecast. Livecast.
Wait, you want to tell them what an enormous show we have today?
Nah.
Okay. Well, you spent 8 hours spamming it, so I figured you might want to.
We have a wonderful show tonight. And we have, in the first hour, we will be joined by the frontman of the Dillinger Escape Plan, Greg Pucciat. I can't pronounce his last name. Greg.
Oh.
No, Greg Weeks is
Pucciano.
All right, we'll take it. We originally advertised that Ben, the guitarist, Ben Weinman, of course I can pronounce the Jewish name.
Yeah.
That he would be on too, but he's not able to make it. But in the second hour, we do have two members of a different band, The Red Chord. You might know them pretty well from our website, as they've They're pretty much like members of the cast.
Yeah.
Of the, they should be on our About Us page.
They're our guest hosts.
Mike Gunface McKenzie and Greg No Nickname Weeks will both be calling in the second hour. It's going to be huge.
Greatest man ever.
Yeah.
Oh, right. One of the world's greatest men. Greg, one of the world's greatest men, Weeks. And, of course, you can be on the line with these heavy metal superstars if you give us a call at 646-929-1357. And don't be alarmed. When you first call in, you'll be hearing the voice of our good friend Jenny, who's helping us out with some call screening.
Yeah, we're all professional now.
To keep things moving tonight, because I'm sure we're going to have a gazillion callers.
Is there any concern to the callers maybe preferring to talk to Jenny off-air than to us on-air and us never getting any calls?
It's up to Jenny to hang up on them. That yeah. She has that power.
Like now that they know that that's who's going to be screening, it's just going to be a lot of, hello, miss.
Jenny,
what are you wearing, miss?
She's going to hijack our callers to clean her house.
I don't doubt it.
Remember to ask about her boobs first. She loves that.
No, they better be polite, otherwise she's going to hang up on them.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
we should
if you want
to
be
polite.
Yeah,
to
if you want to be on the air, I don't see being rude to Jenny as being a good way to do it. Yeah.
By the way, we have confirmed that Jenny will be performing a musical number at our award show.
Wow, that's right. The Livecast Awards are only a few weeks away. We're locking down all the nominees. We already have an initial run. And it's going to be a fun time. It's still a few weeks away. Hopefully by next week we should have all the polls up with all the nominees, and you can start voting for the millions of categories that we have so far.
And if it's half as good as her performance of Toto by Africa by Toto, you're in for a treat, because that was something else.
I'm excited.
I mean that literally.
Also, every winner in the Livecast Awards is going to be tattooed on Sean. So we're just going to keep going with any vote that we do on the site ends up being tattooed on Sean.
That's why I've left my back open until this day.
That's what I heard, that your back is wide open.
Oh!
Wide open.
Hey-o! Sean's going to be just covered in ink from head to toe.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's semen.
That was a joke.
If you didn't get the joke, too.
Thank you.
Semen. So, I can't believe it's been 100 episodes. I'm not sick of you people yet. Isn't that amazing?
What?
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you. You're black, aren't you?
Oh, that's true. That's you.
What's going on over there?
Just hanging out.
Sorry, we're just trying to figure out this
situation. I went to the gym last night. That's right, I joined the gym. I'm doing it. And I totally did not Jew out even. I got the year membership. I could have got the month-to-month, which would have been slightly pricier but less commitment. But I'm like, no, I'm going to punish myself.
Did anybody try you in the showers?
I did not use the showers. I'm in
that
and out.
That explains a lot.
I'm in and out because it's within walking distance.
Can I just cut you off for 1 second?
Sure.
Pretzel Rod Destroyer in the chat says, gym is code for gay bar.
No. No. It is not. Code for gay bar.
Ooh. Was that the one across the street from my apartment? The Ritz? Is that really where you went?
What?
I live across the street from the biggest gay bar in New York.
Are you going to tell everybody now?
Well, now everyone knows
on?
Where you
Shlomo's coming
do
over
I
next
really
week.
Give a shit?
All you have to do, people, is just hang out outside the Ritz for a good while. Eventually, Sean will walk out on his balcony to smoke a cigarette.
And drink a beer.
And that's when you can be like, hey! Somebody's going to get pregnant!
I would enjoy this.
Yeah, Sean probably have you up to his place.
It's true.
Maybe some Guinness.
So what happened at the gym, Rob?
So yeah, I was on the treadmill, and they have like a bunch of TVs just right in your face, so you can't even like even if you don't want to watch TV, you can do it, and I mean you have no other choice because it's right in front of you. And on one channel was like CNN, and on the other channel was our local CBS affiliate. And it was like around 11 o'clock. So both channels had the news on. And I don't know, I haven't watched the news in forever. And I can see how people are going nuts because of like the constant barrage of crap. Like obviously they were talking about that Arizona murderer dude. What's his name? I don't even
know. Nina.
Yeah, that's right.
No. No? No. Oh, sorry. That's the only thing I know.
Wasted Lights? It's that kid, right?
Oh. I heard she was killed with a popsicle stick. I don't know if there's any truth to
that. Oh, she liked it, though. But as I said off the air, I'm fairly convinced that that shooter was probably a fan of the show.
Why do you say that?
I feel like half our listeners are like that guy.
Oh, that's why
crazy conspiracy theorist shut-ins.
Well, it may be a small percentage, but that's like, I feel like...
I bet if we check this hard drive, there's at least one episode of the live cast out of the 100 that we've done.
I'm still waiting for the pizza to go on a shooting rampage.
Well, don't give him ideas.
We just got a Google news alert. They found Red Gordon merch in his Foot Locker. I don't know
See,
if it's
there
true.
You go. We'll have to ask Gunface and Greg Weeks about that.
We'll have to follow up on that. No, but what? Like, 1% of any subgroup of people is going to be a nutcase.
But he's 22. Also, it's the age range. Whole thing. It just seems very likely to me. Like, we'll probably be getting a phone call from the FBI at some point. Just
for Christ's sake.
Little background check situation going on.
No, not for that. I mean, any other number of topics that we talk about.
Yeah. Well, Shlomo's mom accused us of being pedophiles last week, right? So we
what was
that?
Why? First of all,
you're really asking that question.
Yes. Because we're talking to an 18-year-old firearms enthusiast.
Who called
know.
Us?
Well, she did. Obviously, she didn't know that.
Listen,
even still.
I'd like to get her on the air.
It's very desirable.
Set the record straight with her, if possible.
So you're going to – we'll finally admit that we're not an actual radio station?
No. We could still be a radio station.
But you wanted to set the record straight. Shouldn't everything get
about,
set straight then?
About pedophilia, not about W-I-N-J.
Listen, lady, if we were going to be pedophiles, we'd pick a much better-looking kid.
Oh!
That's rude.
That's wrong.
Come on.
What part of that is wrong? The insulting Shlomo's looks or the other
part?
No,
it's not wrong. It's just rude.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Of course.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hey,
Noah's here.
Hey, Noah. So we have a caller.
Yes, we have 253. Let's see if this works.
253, you're on the air. Maybe. Oh. I hear an echo. That's exciting.
Do we have 253's information
right.
or anything?
This is exactly why we're setting up this call.
Okay,
screening.
Let's try
no
private caller. If you're calling, us, you're on the air.
Hello.
Okay.
Let's not take calls until we get this call screening thing figured out.
All right.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was watching the news, and it was all this guy, and one show ended. It was like Anderson Cooper, and it ended all just talking about that guy, and they were like at the hospital where the congresswoman was shot.
Right.
And then it was like that Elliot Spitzer, Parker Spitzer show, and all they're talking about is the shooting. That's all. That's the only thing.
It was a slow news week otherwise.
On CNN, right? And then I'm looking at the local affiliate where the news just started. And, it's a daily thing. It's only a half hour. So at first they do a quick roundup of all the shooter news. And then they're like, then they do snowstorm coverage. Because the storm just started. Sid, you are on a fart rampage today.
Sure. Don't let it rattle you. Get used to it.
It's like four farts in about 10 minutes.
It's true.
So, boy, come on. It's getting a little wet.
That was from my anal microphone. You could hear it better.
So, and what they were like, and it must be really hard to drive out there to prove this point. We have our reporter driving around Queens. It was just like a camera guy in the shotgun seat shooting the reporter. And, I didn't hear anything because the volume was down and there was, closed captioning. And it was just like, yes, that's right. This is, whatever her name was, reporting here. And I'm doing all right. The roads are fine. It's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
Just be safe. And it's like, all right, so what was the point of that? You just had... And then she becomes the story.
I never understand why, let's say when there's a hurricane or something, they make some fucking poor asshole stand out by the beach, where it's like he's going to get whisked away into a tornado. And, why? What's the point of that? He can't.
So you can have that visual.
But, what? Can't he just report, find someone
of
else
course,
standing?
Of course, but it's funnier that way. It's probably like hazing. It's like, who's the lowest guy on the totem pole of the on-air people? Send him out to the fucking hurricane. Let's see him blow away.
I'd quit. Fuck
Earth
that.
Keep.
How about I'm going to stand here in front of this window and report on the
hurricane? No, not good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how Dan Rather got started, sir. I think it's too good for you. Man's a legend.
Dan Rather.
And I don't really know if that's how he got started.
It
I don't
might
even
be.
Know if they had hurricanes back then.
That's how Shlomo got started.
With a hurricane? I don't understand.
No, that's how whole Shlomo's going to get finished. It's in Nostradamus. You got to read page 67.
So how's the working out going?
That was my first day, so it's going pretty. It's going pretty great so
You've
far.
You've had gym memberships before. You've worked out before,
but I took a break.
Well,
I remember
too worn out from once a week.
No, I just stopped going.
Why?
I don't know. When I moved to this place, I only did like a 1 month membership at this place, and that expired. And this is a really interesting story. And then there was that community center where I went to go to the pool
because
it was the summer. So I'm like, all right, instead of working out, I'll just swim. That's like
with all the black kids. That's right.
And the olds.
Well, I remember you one time we came here. We were talking about something. I don't remember before the show. And Noah says, "Yeah, Rob doesn't have man boobs anymore."
And lies.
I thought it was going great. You did. You looked like you were getting fit. You know, I was very proud of you.
Oh,
can you do us all a favor and take your shirt off?
Boobs are back,
Sean. That's only a favor for you, not anyone else.
Well, I mean, I'll speak for the room.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
I support you.
You support me?
Geez, what, everything has to fucking comment around here?
Thanks, no honesty.
Dude. All right, fuck you, Rob.
Nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's better.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, so what else is going on in the world?
I had jury duty this week.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
It was. I'm on a fucking trial till next Friday.
Yeah, what? How did you end up on a trial?
I have no idea.
Finally,
I mean,
somebody finally sued Sean.
But see, the thing is, the first thing everyone always says when they go to jury duty and they want to get out of it is they say, I'm a fucking racist. I hate black people. I hate all minorities. Sean, you have a built-in excuse.
Yeah, I don't,
just take one fucking look at you and you're a racist.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought I didn't need to say anything.
Like just clam up.
I don't know.
Did you say anything?
don't want to go and like that. I can't research anything on my own. All
right, just give us his Facebook and we'll look at it.
We'll friend him and
that's fine. But
I'm man on the inside.
It starts tomorrow. I got to go 10 to 5 every business day till through next Friday.
How are you going to do that?
I got off work. I went into my boss last night when I found out, and I told him, and he's like, okay, whatever.
So no, I just meant how are you going to wake up before 10, because I can't.
Well, I mean, I got to be at work at 10. My day job is done.
That
sucks. I feel
like
within walking distance of work.
Yeah, but now, see, I got to take the train all the way down to below Chinatown. So I might have to leave 20 minutes earlier.
Get some good dim sum.
It's true. I had some dumplings for lunch.
Go to WoHop.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You've never
been
to WoHop?
No.
Every hardcore kid has a WoHop t-shirt. You don't know what WoHop is?
It's like a hipster palace.
Really?
It's like a downstairs kind of Chinese place that's open very late.
It's really good, though. I don't even care that you're surrounded by
I don't know that it's necessarily any better than any of the other places.
I love
there,
it.
Though, is it?
I love
is it like
it.
A
yeah,
filthy
fantastic.
Dive joint or is it like a good
it's,
place?
More or less.
I would say it's medium filth.
Okay.
It's not where I'm scared of a health violation.
Oh, see, that's what we went to a place that like
it's
had
expensive.
Rats
it's,
and blood in the bathroom. No. Like it was just...
Yeah, no. It's not particularly clean, but it's not particularly dirty either.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably what you'd expect in China.
I'll go there for lunch tomorrow.
Delicious.
Yes.
Don't listen to Sid. I highly recommend it.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not like the greatest by far Chinese food I've ever had.
The greatest I've ever had is right near my house.
What place?
It's, I don't know. I don't want to give them
China
name.
China New Star?
No. It's, what the fuck? Masaki.
I don't think I've ever had Masaki.
It's, it's so good.
But. Anyway, have any of you guys ever done jury duty yet?
Yeah, I've done it like four times. I'm old.
So you have to do the two-day thing where you had to sit there all day?
I only got assigned to a jury once out of the four times.
Yeah.
Because each time I got eliminated. And one time I actually had to do some stupid case. This woman, the civil case, this fat-ass woman like slipped at a wedding. Like on one puddle of beer, like a lot of, like two drops of beer.
So she was suing Rolling Rock.
She came in with a fucking neck break.
Oh,
she sued everybody.
Yeah.
That is America.
She had Dr. Nick.
She sued the fucking wedding hall, the caterer. She sued the fucking bride and groom.
Bride and groom.
Yes.
Did she take her gift back?
I don't know. I mean,
give me that rice maker.
This bitch, she sat in the fucking jury thing at like the box. Not the jury box, the witness stand, and she's saying, like, this tearful speech, like, she, as if she had gotten raped. This fat bitch fell on her ass at a wedding, and she looked like, it's like she got fucking murdered and
this
raped.
This is a big chance.
Like, she's Kitty Genovese.
Who's that?
This woman, in her 60s or 50s, she got stabbed and raped, and, like everyone in New York watched on that block, and no one did anything, and she was yelling out, like, no one called the cops.
It was, like, in Queens, right?
I'm not 100% sure where, but it was
in
New York.
I think it was
in
Queens. It was, like, in front of a building where, like, everybody was home.
Yeah. And then she went to a wedding and fell down on her ass. That was
the most
amazing part. No one helped her up. She had a neck brace.
That was the worst
part. Oh, yeah. All medical bills. Oh, my God. Off the butt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So we have a caller. We have Spanky the Hippo on the line. This is exciting. Spanky, are you there?
I hear.
Hello, Spanky. How are things?
Very good.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Do you have a question you wanted to ask us?
Yeah. It's going to sound very strange, but I want to ask, do you shampoo your pubic hair?
That's a
good
question.
I just use regular soap on whatever I have.
Just whatever I'm washing my body with. I wash my pubic
hair. I'm a body wash guy. Yeah, body wash.
Yeah.
Oh, because I try use shampoo on my pubic hair to see what happened.
What happened?
And for one week, make the soft hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Pretzel Rod Destroyer in the chat just nailed this completely. He says this kid sounds like the Asian Shlomo. And that's 100% dead on.
That's because I am Asian.
Are you?
But are you Shlomo?
No.
Are you deaf in one ear?
You sort of sound like me and Rob's old landlord, like if he was a Smurf.
No, I live in Australia.
An Asian, so you're an Asian dude from Australia?
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm in Brisbane now, and there's a huge flood.
Did you just say you're in prison now, and
there's
a huge fart?
I said Brisbane.
Oh.
And there's a flood.
Flood, yeah.
So are you, swimming as you're talking to us?
No, I'm not at the side of a road in the evacuation center.
What? Oh, I see.
And you took time out to call us.
Yeah.
It's like medevacs flying. Kind of
is there koalas you could be rescuing? Pull you away.
Not many koala here.
Taking you completely seriously.
He's floating on a platypus.
Can you ride a dingo out of there or something?
Is there a meteorologist with a raincoat surveying the flood that they sent out from the studio to go see if everything's okay?
Yeah, there's many people from the Nine News, the Sky News, the Foxtel News, many people.
Ducktail.
How's Scrooge doing? I haven't heard from him in a while. Launchpad, is he all right? He's got a plane.
Okay.
Fly the fuck out of there.
Yeah. But
so
I'm not listening to the live cast now.
Can you describe your scene there? Like you said, there's a flood going on. I'm just trying to picture. Like, what
do we
you
have like news music that we could play?
Are you wearing? Yeah, yeah.
Are you sitting
well,
on like an inflatable
yeah,
raft right
the weather
now?
Report.
Actually, I was going to play something else that's more appropriate.
No, where I am right now.
Life is like a hurricane. See, that's what he's in. No, so like, are you standing there with like waders on and like trying to avoid the flood covering your head?
No,
or
the
what?
the evacuation center very dry.
So you're in the evacuation center.
Oh,
okay.
I'm outside it, but a lot of people in there.
Now let me ask you a question: are people looking at you funny since you're an Australian dude doing an Asian accent outside of a recovery center? People are like, "What is with this Aussie doing a Chinese accent?"
I think they're more concerned with saving their babies from drowning. Probably.
Well, they're already saved. They're recovering, and now this is just they just hear a dude doing a fake accent. Are there
no,
any
I'm
other
a real Asian?
Really?
Yeah. He's a real Asian.
From where in Asia?
Where in Asia?
He's from Wuhan, China.
I'm from Japan, but I raised in Vietnam.
Oh.
Sounds more like Indian.
What part of Japan were you raised in?
Tokyo.
Are you related to any of the guys from The Deer Hunter?
No, my parents, I don't know.
Have you ever seen Marty Friedman play in Japan?
No, I moved out
you're
there a very long time ago.
Doesn't matter, you're not Japanese.
Mm. Okay.
What's your opinion of Godzilla?
Pardon?
Anyone dead there? Anyone?
12 people.
12 people have died.
How many of them were not murdered by you?
Zero.
You killed all of them?
It's 12 murders on air!
Do you pick any pockets? Any pockets of any corpses?
Spanky the Hippo has become Spanky the Murderer.
Have we gotten this kid's real name, by the way? Somebody
Spanky.
In the chat room brought it up.
Maybe that is his real name. Why? How do we don't know Chinese culture.
Is your real name Spanky?
No.
What's your real name?
My name is Hirotaro.
Suchin.
We got other calls to get to, so
thank you.
Thank you,
Hirotaro.
Thank you, Spanky. All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, we actually don't have any more calls, but I was over Spanky.
Oh, gave me the signal.
Now he's going to be going.
I gave you the signal to cue the goodbye music. We need a goodbye signal.
Oh, okay.
I'll just do this.
Just keep waving.
Oh, do it again. Oh, okay.
I'll just wave. Hey, right, there we go.
I don't really need a reason to play that.
Speaking of signals, I was talking to Frank the other night. We were both, like, drunk at this party. And he was like, oh, dude, this girl just cornered me. And I kept trying to look at you to like come over and save me, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, how the hell did I know? I thought you were like totally macking.
You have bro codes?
I was like, I thought you were totally macking it to her, right? And then he was like, all right. And then we were like, all right, we gotta come up with a signal. And then it's like, all right, if either one of us has our hoodie on, that's the signal to come save us. And I was like,
either one.
Either one, yeah.
You needed a signal, Rob.
Well, yeah. That's right.
Rob gets laid now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that? Was that girl at the party?
Shut up, Sid. Conversation doesn't concern you.
Which part of it? The signal?
Just stop talking.
The thing that
just
John
stop talking.
Brought up. Why are you yelling?
Oh, that I got laid?
Yeah.
Coitus.
Well, that definitely doesn't concern you. You weren't there.
How do you know?
What?
Right. So have you banged that girl again? Or?
No, I haven't seen her since.
I've been talking to her, though?
No, we've kind of lost touch. I believe it's a one.
Do you still have
gun.
Her stuff?
Yeah, she never came in there.
How about this? Next week, we'll have some kind of live on-air contest, and the winner gets her stuff.
No, I feel bad.
Come on, dude. How great would that be?
Wait, don't you have an earring? Is it real diamonds or real gold?
No.
You should do cash for gold.
You're right. What am I thinking?
I'm sure we'll hear from her in 9 months or so.
Let me indulge your penis.
But I wanted to know, like, how did that, did it just break off, or, like, did you want to see her and she didn't, or vice versa, or what?
Well, no, the last time we talked, she texted me, like, hey, can I come by and get my stuff, and I was like, all right, sure, whenever.
And she just
didn't come by today, and then nothing happened.
Ah, that's gay. She might be dead.
Now, does this take place at Axel Rosenberg's birthday on Saturday, this whole hoodie talk?
Oh, no, this
Wait
was like
a minute.
A few weeks ago.
Was it
but
when Frank
the
was talking to me?
No. This happened a few weeks ago that we came up with this. But the point of the story, though, is that every time since then that I've been in a situation that I've wanted to get out of and I've put my hoodie on, he's never been there.
Oh, wow.
If you're listening, Frank, I'm calling you out.
Did he just Well, now, see, the thing is, you're going to go places and they're going to see you putting the hoodie on. And now you can't put your hoodie on because it'll shame you.
I fucked it up.
You just have to come up with another signal, that's all.
But yeah, because come to think of it, I can't remember the last time I've seen Frank without a hoodie on. So
true.
He's just constantly trying to get away from everything.
No,
maybe
he
just
always wears
hood.
A beanie, not a hoodie.
No, he wears the,
beanie's a hat.
What's the name of that hat? Because you wore one the other day. It's got a name.
Like I got one right here.
It has like a
propeller cap, a stocking cap, a winter hat.
It's got
a balaclava.
It's got like a hipster name.
A fedora.
Rob, you said, "Hey, Sean, you're wearing your
Scully?
Something. What was it?
Skull cap?
Beanie?
No, never mind. Whatever.
A visor.
Yeah, it's a visor.
Sombrero.
He's gonna go play poker.
Ironic T-shirt.
Yeah, that's it. He has
Ray-Ban
skinny jeans.
Jeggings. That's it.
What is a toupee?
No, sorry.
American mustache.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Scrotum grinder?
We're playing hipster bingo right now.
And below a Google. Is that what it is?
Yes. That's correct. No, but what stuff did she leave over there? I want to, like...
Just like a pair of, like, glasses.
Oh.
And an earring.
And an earring.
I still can't believe she'd part with the glasses.
Yeah.
It sucked
they
that
weren't.
Bad.
They weren't, like... They weren't, like...
What brand were they?
They were like shitty glasses. They
oh,
like
Rite
anything.
Aid brand?
Yeah.
What kind of girl in her early 20s wears Rite Aid glasses?
Well, she only wore the one when she was driving.
That's the trick. If she wants to come back, she leaves the Rite
Aid.
Well,
she left her bifocals at your house.
Yeah.
A
monocle.
Any kind of panties or anything?
This is sounding... You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to mobilize our listener base and get an OkCupid thing going where they all message her and tell her, hey,
how about
Rob again, lady? What's wrong with you?
No, well, where?
Yeah,
come on,
I'm over it.
Like
a 4chan
attack. Are you into it? Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm not into this at all. I do not approve of this.
You're hiding something.
What am I hiding?
Her penis.
I don't think you're hiding anything.
So any kind of
it just happens. Sid, you've never had a one-night thing where you met someone online and you didn't really talk to them after it? Yes, you have.
Not with someone I didn't know beforehand.
Did you accidentally kill her?
Yes, that's it.
It would make sense.
I just watched her.
That he hadn't
did
spoken
you have to hide the body?
Maybe you're like secretly a killer, but you have compartmentalized it so you don't realize it.
Yeah.
And you're like, this girl hasn't called me in like a week.
Meanwhile, she's in your freezer.
Yeah.
She doesn't like me anymore. Why? What did I do wrong? And you really don't know that her head is in your fucking icebox.
No wonder your
I'll have to check. I'll have to check my freezer.
You came home one day, there's a corpse in the fridge.
While you're dying out of brains.
Yeah,
every time the freezer opens, he just hears...
It's so weird. There's a head in my freezer, but I didn't put it there. What happened? And I keep hearing this music. That's so strange.
He eats French onion dip out of it now.
So just glasses or anything else? No
panties? And an earring. No panties. No.
Only one earring?
Well, yeah. That was an accident in the heat of passion.
Now, I have a question. So we know that... I have a question. I get a little piano chord. Everyone else gets the fucking wall-to-wall THX Dolby sound. I get ding. Well, thank you. I feel better now. No, she wore the shitty glasses, right? So she's like an old lady.
Well, no, she only wore the glasses, though, while driving. Like,
but her selection of glasses was less than stellar.
Yes, which actually is the reason I don't want to talk to her anymore. Like, you don't even have a Gucci pair of glasses?
You're really part Russian.
What kind of girl
are you? What? You cannot wear the Prada?
You're doing a favor by keeping them.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, stop investing in a better pair of glasses.
But what I wanted to say was was that everything else in her? Like, did she wear like scummy panties too? Or
No.
She's a beige parachute bra from Conway or something.
She's well dressed.
Oh, good. All
from
right.
Berta's.
Yeah, Berta's. Big two tone beige and gray fucking boulder flaps.
Berta's is like a local.
It's on King Highway.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah. No, it's not on anymore. But
Rob, I thought that you should get one ear pierced and you should wear the earring that she left in your house.
I do have my ear is right pierced. No, my left ear is pierced.
Get the right ear.
So change your earring and go home to your mom and see what she says.
Wear a female.
My girlfriend gave me this.
Yeah.
Robert, I read online.
This is a commitment earring.
That when it is in the left ear, you're committed to relationship. But in right ear, you are faggot. Is this true?
I really want to meet your mom.
She wouldn't say
she
faggot.
Would love you.
She wouldn't say faggot.
She would love you.
She probably
like
try to get on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like them older, actually.
Yeah.
She's a taken woman.
Yeah, she likes the Muslim.
That's her problem.
She likes the Bukhars.
Why do you say she would love Sean? Just not that there's no reason to love Sean, but you seem specifically.
I could think of a few reasons not to love Sean.
Like you had a reason to say that. Why was that?
What?
Wait, what?
You were too busy having your own little show.
She said something. It was funny.
A bucha? What's a bucha? Explain that joke.
A buchar.
A buchar?
It's a dark-skinned Jewish person, I guess, because we...
Yeah, it's a shvat.
But they're Jewish.
Right.
So why would it be a shvat?
Someone black.
They're like,
Schwartz means black. That's
No, they're not black.
I confused it with shiksa. Because shiksa is a non-Jewish woman.
But you could say shvatza and have it mean just neutral black, or you can have it mean N-word. You know, it could mean, like, it depends
on
context.
Oh, of course.
And if you're at Red Lobster when you say it.
What?
It's part of the context.
Speaking of people who can help us with Yiddish terms or whatever.
Jesus. Shlomo, are you there?
Oh, whoops, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, there we go.
Shlomo, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, what's up, Shlomo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's up? Okay.
Are you going to respond to accusations that you're classless?
Well, in the end, that shooter was in the end motivated by it. He was already planning her assassination in 2007.
Okay.
He was planning his assassination since 2007.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Shlomo, you are, I have to say, without doubt, the most clear and articulate right-wing pundit is in the media.
Well, the Arizona shooting, he posted like a gun rights link on his Facebook.
Right.
Oh. I was just like, really? The day after you got the... See, he's laughing about it now. He thinks it's hilarious. People, a 9-year-old girl died.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
The former Mets general manager's granddaughter.
Well, no, he was the manager of the Mets. He wasn't the general manager of the Mets.
Wasn't he both? Not at separate times. Oh, whatever. Yeah, he was the manager of the Mets, too. But anyway. Yeah, you're laughing at a 9-year-old girl dying.
All right, thanks for calling in.
I am probably going to on May 9th or whatever to the Dillinger's Cape then.
Sean was like, come on, hit it. I just wanted to draw out his sentence a little more.
Sean almost had a heart attack.
I was trying to get into a good spot in the sentence.
I almost bit through my tongue.
Sean's
Sean almost had a heart attack. You guys totally missed it.
I need
you
a beer or a cigarette or something.
Sean needs a break.
I did that so Sean would have a heart attack.
I wanted to see if Shlomo's mom would let him go out with a Bukhar girl.
He can call back
a little later.
I guess. If there's time.
If there is time. All right. Well, I think right now we have to shift gears a little bit because we have a very special guest on the line. Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan, are you there, sir?
I am, man. I'm not that special, though, so you don't have to.
Well,
have
I mean, like
the
empathy challenge type of way.
Oh,
that's what I was hoping that you meant. Okay, good, good. That's what I was thinking.
Cool. Well, Greg, first of all, thank you for taking some time out of your very busy schedule, I'm sure, to talk to us for a few minutes.
It's all good, man. I just stopped, like, right in the middle of, like, eating a cheese stick and eating one of those little fucking Yoplait yogurts, and I was like, fuck, you know, so, yeah, I'm really busy, man.
Those two go together nicely.
It's a lot of dairy.
Yeah.
Obviously, bulking up.
What's that?
Obviously bulking up, I hear.
No, man, I just don't. I grocery shop like a fucking homeless person, man. I just, like, walk through the aisle, and I'm like, you know how, like, when high people shop, you're just, like, you just buy, like, Oreos and then a watermelon and then a fucking, you know, some other things you don't really know, and I end up with, like, a fridge full of all this random shit. And I don't really like to eat. Like, I love it, but it's a pain in the ass, so I tend to just open the fridge. I wait until I'm starving, and then I open the fridge, and I grab, like, one of any number of random things and just eat them so that I can keep doing whatever I'm doing, you know?
It's just a process to you, basically. It's just
something.
Yeah,
that's it, man. I just need to not be hungry. That's what it comes down to.
He was just sucking on the ketchup bottle, right?
Yeah, that's it, you know. But whatever. Whatever you need to do. If it's alive, I don't care. If it's edible, I'll eat it, you know.
I know people like that. They just administer food as medicine, you know, just to keep surviving.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I just want to remind everyone that you can call in and talk to Greg and the rest of us, but, you know, probably won't talk to Greg.
They don't care about us.
Our number is 646-929-1357. And if you have a Google account, apparently you can Google talk us for free. You don't even have to pay for the call. It's very exciting. You can call from your computer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Greg, I don't know if you saw this. Actually, I did see that you saw this because I saw you tweeted about it. You guys were voted the number one album of 2010 by all of our readers, our junkies. So
I clicked in every single one of those votes, man. I just hit refresh for 24 straight up. No, I'm kidding. That's amazing. I would never, like, I mean, that's really cool, man. I don't know what to say to that except thanks for everyone for giving a shit about us. It's not, you know, it's not unappreciated.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. And you guys just announced that you are doing a huge tour in a few months with the Deftones.
Yeah.
That's going to be a pretty killer tour.
Man, it's something that we've been talking about doing for years, so it's rad that it's happening, yeah.
Yeah, how did that come about? Like, did they approach you guys, or did you guys pitch
to them?
Well,
it's been like one of those things where we've been like mutual kind of fans of one another for a while, and then, like, you know, over the years we've run into one another, you know, so many times. I mean, for fucking 7 years we've known those guys probably, and like it's always one of those things where every record cycle we run into one another at some point, and we're always like, yeah, let's tour together, and you know, everyone is excited about it, and then we're just never in the same, you know, part of our cycle at the same time. They want to go to Europe, we need to go to the US. We want to go to Australia, they need to go to Europe. You know, it's always like some sort of thing. And, you know, finally after this last year or 2 years ago or whenever I did that benefit show for Chi in LA, you know, me and Chino were just like, you know, we really gotta make this happen. And then we figured out that our records were kind of going to come out around the same time, and it really seemed like, you know, everything aligned this time. And it you know, we've been, like I said, something we've wanted to do for a long time, and the feedback from the tour already has been really overwhelming. So I think it's a tour that a lot of other people, you know, would have really wanted to see us play together for a while as well, you know.
All right, yeah, that's awesome. Well, we do have a bunch of callers on the line.
Oh, Christ.
We should probably take one. We got Johnny in Arizona, 214. You're on the air. What is your question?
Hey, I got a question.
Johnny! Johnny! Yeah. Oh, you guys know each other.
Yeah, I got a question for Ben from Dillinger. I read that you're managing a band called Of Legends.
Ben, can you answer that? Nope, because he's not here. We're only we have Greg on the line, the vocalist.
Greg, do a Ben impression. And
yeah, pretend you're Ben.
Ben, you kind of sound the same. I didn't really know that. Fuck, I don't know. Maybe he is managing a band. I don't know that kind of stuff. If he is, that sounds likely. You know, yeah, I guess.
Are you entitled to a cut of the profits if he is managing a band? Since you're
I'll shake it out. You know, when I get it, I'll make him fucking pay. I'll just keep forgetting my wallet every time we go out to, like, Wendy's or something. And, you know, I'll just be like, shit, dude, I can't afford these nuggets right now. You're going to need to pay for them. And over time, you know, I'll get my fucking cut.
Yeah, maybe someone who's managing a band should pay for these nuggets.
That's right. At least the extra
stuff. I'm going to order a bunch of drugs. Like, next time we're in, like, New York, I'm just going to, you know, have a drug guy come and just bring me pounds and pounds of every drug imaginable and just have a little receipt. An invoice for, you know, Ben Reinemann Management.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, you could have my money. Yeah, talk to the Jew across the hall.
Amazing.
I'm a Jew, so I can make that sort of joke.
You're allowed to do that. You're a member of the tribe. You can do whatever you want, you know.
Exactly. That was one of our chosen jokes.
Yeah. Everyone in this room is Jewish except one.
Yeah. But he has no feet. The one that's not.
I'm black inside. Wait, I mean...
You mean your soul, not racially.
So somebody in the chat asks, do you prefer Metallica or Megadeth?
I don't even know how to justify that in the respectable answer. Metallica. Like, Megadeth is like the dork band of the team, you know? Like, I love...
Whoa!
Let me tell you something. Megadeth is a rad band for two records. You got Peace Cells and you've got Rust in Peace, you know? Rust in Peace, to me, pivotal album in my youth, fucking amazing, but, you know, come on, that's like, I think Slayer is an awesome band, too, but you can't compare, you know, Slayer to fucking, you know, Led Zeppelin, you know?
I mean, people hate me because of you.
Yeah! There it is. There it is. Remember when we used to dig a hole in the ground and smoke hash out of the hole, dude? Fuck.
Oh, Dave Mustaine is here,
Where's
too. We forgot to
Danish
mention that.
Buddy? Where's my little Danish buddy? Dude, you know what the best part is? The best part is, have you seen the autobiography that he just put out?
Of course. Yeah. We do read about the show.
We read from like the book in Mustaine's voice.
That's amazing. Dude, the whole first third of it is about, like, the 3 weeks that he was in Metallica, and then, like, the... fucking final third of it is about him and Jesus, and then, like, there's a picture on the cover of him from, like, 20 years ago. It's not even, like, a current picture. It's, like, the guy's a weird
the back, guy. He's half naked. He doesn't have a shirt on.
That was
strange guy. So, whatever, you know.
The CIA, so watch out.
But you toured. You were on the first Gigantour with
Megadeth. We were.
Was that an interesting experience? Did you have to stay, like, 50 feet away from a stain at all times?
You know what, man? It was really, honestly, in hindsight, I mean, we've done so many different tours and so many different types of tours. That was the one tour where it was very obvious that no one wanted us on the tour. It was weird.
Oh, no. He got disconnected. He
must
off.
Have, he must have here. AT&T.
Oh. Nah. We had an iPhone.
Had a little dropped call.
Well, he'll call back, right?
Yeah, we'll get him
you
back.
Better.
He might still be finishing that sentence, though, and not realize.
Yeah.
4 hours later, he's like, well, so what do you guys think about that?
Maybe his manager's like, we can't have him bashing Megadeth. We
want
Dave
Mustaine.
Shut him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Mustaine is haunting our phone
lines. Dave Mustaine has friends at AT&T. He just got out of like, you know, great.
Can we make T-shirts with Dave Mustaine on the front and says, I have friends at AT&T?
I have friends everywhere. You know why I cut him off just now?
It gives me a migraine headache
listening to him.
If he calls back, instead of, like, Rob's talking first and we put the call back on the air, we should have Mustaine say, hello, and then just make him think that, like, Mustaine has taken over the show and it's just a few of them now.
I like it.
What did you have to say about my band?
Oh, jeez. Is he one of those 1,000 callers that we have queued there?
No.
Oh, all right. You want to take a break or something so we get him back?
I'm sure he'll call right back. So
why don't you call him? This is looking very unprofessional.
Maybe we could take some calls in the meantime with people telling us how we've been doing with him so far.
I'm sure
he's your ego boosted.
Let's
so
take
bad.
Brad in Maryland, 443.
Hello.
Hello, Brad.
Hey, I had a question for Greg. Were you in any other bands before Dillinger?
You're gonna have to wait. For
Rob, cue up his Wikipedia, quick. You could answer this quick.
I think number 8 is him. No.
Okay. We're gonna put you back on hold.
No,
leave him up.
Leave him up.
No.
No.
Hung up.
Oh, I can't.
Well, whatever.
Run a tight ship.
We'll make sure to ask him when he calls back if he was in any other bands.
No, I think Brad is still there on hold, so he can ask him.
I fucked up.
Anyway. What is this? Some kind of fucking game show?
Okay, no, we have him back.
All right, awesome.
Man.
Okay,
Brad,
there
are you there?
Hi, this is Greg.
Hello, me. I'm talking to myself. Fuck. Hello, me.
What?
That's the best, man. He's looking in the mirror. Fucking Jesus Christ. How about when he starts speaking French in that one song for no reason at all?
I'm deep. Speaking any language once.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck, dude. You'll never see fucking, you know, Slash fucking... singing in French or some shit, dude. Come on,
yeah.
Knock it off, Dave.
Slash buries himself in a cave for 20 years and doesn't do anything. That's how cool he is.
Fuck, dude, let me tell you, can I make a public service announcement against getting AT&T? Please, if you're looking to buy an iPhone, wait until Verizon gets it, because AT&T is like fucking, you know, I could do a carrier pigeon and this conversation would probably go off better.
I like it. Well, let's get Brad from Maryland back on the phone.
It's my homeland.
Brad, it's all you. Go.
All right. Greg, have you been in any other bands before Dillinger? Yeah, I was in some bands when I was like fucking like 18, 19, 20, like in kind of like, I'm from Baltimore, if you know, because you're from Maryland too. But
yeah.
they didn't really do anything, man. It wasn't like anything that anyone knew of. It was just like, you know, like, you play on, like, the weekend for, like, the same 50 people over and over and over again type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Did you always do vocals, or was it something different?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 9, and then over time, like, I just didn't want anyone else to sing over the parts, you know, that I was writing. So then it just became, like, fuck, I can't play and sing at the same time. It's just something that I'm horrible at doing. So I just felt that I'd rather have someone else play guitar and have me sing than, you know, have to hear someone else's voice. It's like, that's a totally weird thing, you know. It was easier for me just to switch to singing. And then once I started singing, everyone around me was like, you should stick with singing. You know, you're better at singing than you were at guitar playing. So I stuck with it, you know.
All right,
was it
cool.
Always like-
thanks for your call, Brad.
Thanks, man.
We got to keep things moving. Lots of calls here. We have Russell and Adrian in Chicago. Are you guys like both against the phone, like with half
They're
your ear on it?
They're touching lips.
Is this Sean?
Yeah, are you can tongue kiss while you're on the line. Is there a way that you guys can fucking? Yeah, there it is.
Slaves, Greg. You can. They'll just do whatever you want.
Yo, dude, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah! What's up, guys?
How's it going? What is your question for Greg?
What have you guys been listening to nowadays? This music sucks.
You know what, man? I don't think it sucks. You just have to look a lot harder for it, man. Trying to think, what have I been listening to super lately? I was listening to that band Trash Talk a lot this week. I downloaded the soundtrack to Black Swan and was like listening to that. I don't know, man. I'm all over the place. Like, fuck, I'm trying to think of what else. I could go to my computer real quick and check, but I don't think we have time. But, yeah, I'm all over the place, man.
What kind of hip-hop have you been listening to?
I really dig the new Big Boy record. I think the new Big Boy record's killer. Actually, fuck, this is all shit that half the readers probably aren't even going to know. Like, I actually really like that fucking Drake record. I think the Drake record is pretty killer. Let me see. That might be it. I downloaded the Kanye record. Don't really dig it, man. I think people are, I don't know why people are so psyched about it, but I'm not too into it.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one.
I agree with you.
I am not white.
Noah wants to know if you like Falconer. Have you ever heard of Falconer?
I do not want to know that.
No. But do I need to?
No.
You
absolutely.
Yes.
Never.
Absolutely.
They're Noah's favorite band. They're like elves and Dungeons and Dragons rock metal.
Oh, sweet.
Dork.
No. Noah is rushing so hard right now. She's like, I could never leave my house again.
Would you fuck? Take the green tights off. Fuck, just go back to the Renaissance Festival where you belong.
I'm going to put my pirate shirt away.
Coincidentally, Noah is right.
I'm pretty sure that there's a 10 p.m. showing Medieval Times that you could still catch if you really.
I have a VIP pass to Medieval Times.
Amazing.
You go so often, they have like a special.
They have a special
you.
Entrance for me.
The serving wenches know your name, Ed, when they first.
Did you have to jerk off the Red Knight for that?
The black one.
Oh. When it's winter time, when it's like snowing out, do they do like other? You know, there's like a winter warlock come out and shit. Is it like a seasonal? Difference.
I wonder if it's a seasonal show.
Well, exhibit
doors.
They wear Uggs instead of the regular shoes.
But no matter what the season, they play Falconer.
Well, I absolutely 100% need to become up on this Falconer thing. This is amazing. It's certainly the best name for a band I've ever heard. Yeah.
Well, that's true. I got to give it a good band name.
They're from Sweden, so you know they're going to be good.
So, Greg, a bunch of people in the chat are asking if you guys have any plans to tour Europe in the summer or anything like that, if you're doing anything.
Yeah, we do and we don't. They're really tentative. Like, it's not something that I can be like, yeah, we're definitely coming, but we pretty much have our summer after the Deftones thing open, and it's really just a matter of do we want to play some shows and, you know, I don't know, have some fun and, you know, go to places in Europe that maybe we might have missed on this last run, or do we want to buckle down and try to finish a new record, get the record out, and then, you know, just go back to Europe again and do a real tour. I always kind of lean towards just getting the record done because I feel like we've pretty much gone everywhere on this record cycle already. Like, why fuck around and keep going to places we've already been? Unless there's, like, you know, shows open in, like, I don't know, fucking Bosnia or something like that. There's really no reason for us to go to play London again or, like, Paris again. I just want to get a new record out.
So is that what you guys are doing right now? Are you working on new material?
Yeah. I mean, we figured we have, like, 4 months right now in between now and the Deftones tour. And we got off tour. We needed, like, a month to, like, not see one another and not fucking, you know, you can't really start writing as soon as you get off the road. You start writing shit that sounds exactly like what you've been playing for the last year. So we needed like some time to breathe. And now I think we're all, you know, pretty psyched about getting the creative process rolling again. And I think if we can get like maybe half the record written before the Deftones tour, come home and then just try to, you know, get the other half done, hopefully we can get in the studio by the end of 2011, have a release for the beginning of 2012. We've also talked about maybe putting out an EP, you know, sometime in the middle of it, you know, who knows, you know, we've got a million options and me and Ben are going to get together. He's actually coming out tonight. I'm in California. He's flying here today and we're going to kind of figure out our trajectory for the next year, you know?
So, have you guys been writing separately then? Like, do you guys both come in with ideas? Like,
We never stop writing like as individuals. We're always writing and it's kind of exciting to be like, you know, I know Ben's going to show up with like a, you know, hard drive full of new ideas, and I'm always writing, and, you know, when we get together, it becomes very easy to be like, oh, shit, you know, that sounds like this, and we could do that, and, you know, he'll be like, I hear this kind of vocal over this part, and, you know, it'll just kind of, like, become a big steamroll, and, you know, him and Billy get together, and they shit out ideas, like, you know, like, so it's good.
Been doing all night shitting out ideas out of his ass.
They've been pretty shitty ideas, though, I gotta say.
So
when you say you were writing, do you mean you write lyrics, or do you also contribute, like, guitar parts or drum parts or anything like that?
Well, I constantly write a bunch of stuff. Like, I write primarily in Dillinger. My job is just to, you know, write vocal patterns and lyrics. But I write all this other shit constantly too, because you can't just write words all day. You'll burn yourself out. But I think that you still need to be creative in another area to kind of invigorate the other area. So I have so many, like, guitar parts, you know, so many, you know, piano things, so many electronic songs, like all this crazy lying around. Some of it we've used, and some of it, you know, we used one of the piano things on, like, the Japanese B-side of Option Paralysis. We'll start, you know, using some more of that kind of stuff in the future maybe. But, I mean, all in all, I'm just trying to stay creative so that when it's time to write lyrics, time to write vocals, I'm in that flow, you know.
Now, what about any of your non-Dillinger projects? Are you working on any of that stuff in the future?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of balls in the air, man. I might do a full record with Max Cavalera. I'm not 100% sure. We may do a whole album together, kind of like the way he did Nail Bomb back in the day. We might, like, grab a couple other people and just do, like, a one-off, crazy, brutal, like, grindcore-y type release or something. And then I've got some other shit going on. Might do another Spilacopa EP. Might do another Error EP, which I did with Atticus Ross back in the day. So we've just got, like, a bunch of things. So all the stuff that I've been working on is definitely going to come out in some form or another.
So you're definitely keeping busy on your time off, right? You're not just lounging by the pool?
I can't. I don't know how, man. I cannot stop doing something. I just really can't. I don't know how to – I can't sit through a movie. Like, if I can't sit down and watch a movie at my apartment. It's impossible.
Well, I can't really relate to that, but I also do smoke a lot of weed. So.
Maybe you just need to get a nice.
Oh, it's crazy. Even weed, man. Like, weed fucking, you know, weed's supposed to make people fall asleep, you know? It actually makes me, weed does to me what Coke does, you know?
I actually can't go to sleep on weed because I find my mind is moving so rapidly that I can't focus on falling asleep.
Me too, but
you know what sucks about that, though, man, is that you think of all these profound ideas, and then you don't have you're too lazy to actually get up and write them down, and then you never remember them when you come out of your haze. You know?
That's what you have your phone for. Just use the notes app. Make a new note.
You know what? I thought the other day I wanted to use the voice recorder app because I was high, just lying around, and I was just thinking of all this amazing fucking, you know, lyrics or song ideas or something, and I was like, if I could only just speak them out loud and then listen back to them later. But I have a feeling that later on it would sound like, you know, Dr. Seuss or some shit, you know?
That could be like that could be the EP right there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take another call because our lines are blowing up. Mike from Cleveland, 330, are you there?
Hey, Greg.
What's up, dude?
What happened to the fire breathing?
Great White happened to the fire breathing. I would love to. It's not up to me, man. You get to a club and the club owner pulls you aside and he's like, hey, you know, all that shit you guys do with blowing fire, if there's even a match lit on stage, you guys aren't getting paid tonight. It's kind of hard to argue with, man. Back in the day, I would just be like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it anyway. And, you know, but after a while, like, you actually start to need to pay your bills or else, you know, things get really ugly. So, yeah.
Well, that brings up an interesting point because, I mean, I've seen you guys a handful of times now, and it's always probably one of the most unpredictable shows, and it always seems like you guys are, like, breaking things, and, like, it almost gets to a point where I feel uncomfortable for, like, your tour manager because I'm like, oh, my God, how are they going to explain this?
Here's my thing, man. It's always easier to get forgiveness than permission, you know? It's like, if I came in your house and asked you if I could break a fucking, you know, plate, you know, you would be like, nah, dude, what the fuck? You're not going to break one of my plates. If I accidentally, you know, wink, wink, break it, and then I'm like, fuck, shit, dude, I didn't mean to do that, you know? You're not going to, you know, what can you do? You're not going to fucking kick my ass for accidentally, you know?
I mean, I did see you guys at Irving Plaza, and you were convincingly accidentally trying to bring down a speaker.
You know what, man? I really enjoy the line. Like, I have a perverse, like, you know, a fucking bug is trying to get as close as it can to the flame before they incinerate. Like, I have a really perverse on stage and in life desire to get as close as I can to the Grim Reaper's face without actually bumping noses with him, because then you die. But if the point is to get, like, as close as possible and stay there for as long as possible, that's my theory, you know? Yes. Walk the fucking line of chaos and near death as long as you can.
I'm not going to let you into my house ever. I only have, like, one set of dishes, and I can't
Needless to say, it becomes a problem when I'm off tour, because then I end up staying up till like, 8 in the morning, getting in all kinds of, you know, sordid shit that I shouldn't be getting into, but whatever, you know.
Someone in the chat said Dave Mustaine shoots duty out of his mouth every time Megadeth performs.
Shit breathing. I wonder if that's illegal.
Shit breathing. That's amazing.
But for a big dude, you're surprisingly quite acrobatic and agile, you know, clambering up into balconies and whatnot. You know, what sort
of... I'm not that big, man. It's an illusion.
I mean, what's your bench?
For fuck's sake, dude.
No comment.
The funny thing is, I don't do that exercise, so I don't even know.
So what,
I have
what's
no
your,
idea.
What's your routine? What's your workout in the gym?
Rob just joined a gym, so he needs to...
Yeah, can you give me some tips?
I got to tell you, man, my routine when I was like 19 through probably like 23 was just really, really insane. Like, I was really like over the top about how much I beat myself up, but I think that was just a byproduct of me being young and needing to physically expel that energy, and now I don't have the same... You know, we play longer when we play on, you know, we play like an hour and 15 minutes now instead of 30 minutes. So we're on tour. I really don't work out that much. It's just I don't have the energy to fucking almost kill myself, you know, at night and then the next day be like, all right, we're going to fucking work out. You know, no, fuck that. I can't. I need everything I have now. So when I'm home, I don't know, man. I do a bunch of whatever can get me in and out the fastest, you know, the quickest, the most shit I can do. I don't rest in between sets. I just, you know, do as many... I just sound so dorky talking about working out on the fucking metal radio.
Yeah, man.
You know what? It's a really strange fucking polarity in metal. You either have like fucking dudes who are like 90 pounds that have never worked out, or you have these behemoths like Zach Wilde and shit that look like they literally pick up trees with their bare hands. So it's like a weird, weird mix.
Don't worry about not talking about metal on this show, because we never do at all. This is just talking to you is the most metal we've talked about in the last year.
Yeah, we'd be talking.
So far, so far on the show, we've talked about shit, fucking rap, and working out. So yeah, we're not really going anywhere near. The most metal we've gotten was Medieval Times. So.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, Craig. This is what we do.
Honestly, before you called in, we were talking about that I had jury duty this week. That's as metal as we get.
I got to go to court tomorrow, my friend, so you're not alone.
Likewise.
Do you have any tips for Greg, Sean?
Yes. No.
Well, unless he's the defendant in the case you're
the
jury for, Sean. He
did
you have to go to court. He didn't say why.
Oh, were you up for a knife point robbery? You know, in February?
I have a reckless driving offense that I got to go to.
Not my corner.
Too bad Sean didn't get your case. You have an in.
Shit,
to get you on.
If I was on the jury, guilty.
All right, we're going to take another caller. Steve from Minnesota, 651. Are you there?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Steve?
What's going on?
Hey, so surfing the internet super late at night, because I'm an idiot and dork, I saw Dillinger Escape Plan on Fox News on some late night show.
How weird is that?
And so, yeah, what the hell happened? Like
that chick
that was
fucking
awesome.
Blew everybody off once we got off the camera. That's what happened.
Yeah.
There were three of us, and there were three of us in three holes, and we fucking plugged them all, dude. No, I don't really understand how we got on that show, honestly. Like, that was one of the weirdest things we've ever done. Like, I had no idea.
News?
I don't have a clue as to how that happened to this day. Like, all I know is that...
This is really weirder than the Charlie Rose episode that you guys are on.
What's that?
This is really weirder than the Charlie Rose episode you guys are on, too.
Dude, that, you know what, man? That makes actually... I don't know. That's kind of a little more sense, because I feel like they cover, like, a bunch of random topics, and Charlie Rose is actually, you know, a pretty esteemed program, whereas Fox News is kind of a joke. But, like... It was weird. The chick didn't seem to know why we were there either. I don't really think she knew any, like, who we were. I think they were just like, here's three people that have to be doing interviews on this block let's bring them in and see what they do. And, yeah, we were there. I tried to eat as much of their fucking, you know, deli tray and drink as much of their fucking free beer and coffee and shit as I could. And then they're...
Did you happen to run any of the, like, more well-known personalities, like Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or any of them?
I wanted to so badly. All I wanted, as soon as I found out we were going up there, I was like, we have to find Bill O'Reilly. We got to find Bill O'Reilly. And they weren't keen on it, man. Like, as soon as I went into that office and started talking about, you know, the Do It Live skit, everyone at Fox News was like, whoa, like, that, you don't talk about that, you know?
Cool. That's awesome. Well, we're, I'm sure you're a busy man and got to wrap things
this
up.
This is a good time, man. I'm glad we could have this moment together, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for agreeing to do this on our 100th episode. It's really awesome. And right now, we just found out that our chat room is completely full. No one else can get in.
Yeah.
And we have like a...
Next caller, fucking, let's take one more caller, and this caller will send a fucking Dillinger t-shirt out to, whatever his size is. Just get his address, and I'll just send him one.
Oh, shit. All right, let's pick up a random caller. No, pick someone. Just go randomly.
Right now?
Okay, it's gonna be
four.
Kevin from Michigan.
Kevin from Michigan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Fuck, is this the Kevin from Michigan?
Yeah.
I can't fucking send you a shirt, man. You've got like 30 shirts.
Should I hang up on him? What
should I do? Yeah, go to caller number 9. Fuck him.
Oh, okay.
No, Kevin, I'll send you a shirt too, dude. Let's get someone else though.
Okay. How about Brandon from Chicago, number 5?
No, fuck him too. No, I've never. No, all right, let's do it. Brandon from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, man?
My question. Oh, sorry.
No, we're not doing questions. That's over.
Yeah, we
just want a free shirt.
My question. That's cool with me.
Can I ask a question? Can we turn this around and ask questions to the people that call?
I like it. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
You can ask me anything. Go ahead. Shoot.
Shit. What is the most drugs you've ever done in your life and then still been able to get your dick hard?
Oh. Oh, wow.
I like that question.
Hard.
I probably don't remember, to be honest.
Perfect! Because that means you
didn't love
fun.
All right.
Brandon, are you a metal injection junkie, Brandon?
Actually, I just saw Greg's tweet about it, so I hopped on and started listening. So this would be my first time.
I think it's my first time, too.
We're virgins.
Settle down.
God.
What's going on there?
All right, so just email me at...
Don't be nervous.
Hatemail at metalinjection.net. What is like the first half of your email address so I know it's you, Brandon?
We can have
the call screener will get your email address. That works. Look at us, we're so professional.
Yeah.
So we're gonna wrap things up. Greg, is there a Dillinger song in particular that you are not sick of that we can play right now during the music break?
Fuck. Let me think. You know what we have fucking off the new record? It should be off the new record, huh?
It could be whatever.
Let's play Room Full of Eyes. That's a cool song.
All right. I'm going to cue that one up right now. And all right. Well, thanks again, Greg, for sitting in with us. This has been really
fun. Thank you guys so much, man. Sometime you guys are in New York City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime when I'm out there. I got to cruise through and actually sit in and fucking we'll eat fucking Cheetos and drink Cokes together.
Dude, and I'll bring a bunch of people. We'll get so stoned. We'll come up with a bunch of great ideas.
Well, that's what we need to do. Let's start the show. We'll just take shots and do drugs until the end of it and just see what the difference is between the last 5 minutes of the show and the first 5 minutes.
And break plates, right?
Break plates. And we'll have a bunch of like hot escort phone numbers that we'll just call and fuck with like the whole thing.
This is going to be our best episode yet. Yes. I like it.
It's a date. Consent done.
Awesome, oh, good. Man. Awesome.
We'll talk to
again.
Your people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, dude. Later on.
Later, man. Okay, cool. Well, that was Greg from the Dillinger Escape Plan. We're going to take a music break. And when we return, the fun doesn't stop because we have Greg and Gunface from the Red Cord coming up. So it should be a good time. But right now we're going to listen to some Dillinger Escape Plan, Room Full of Eyes, off their latest record, Option Paralysis.
Wow. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, it is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. It is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. But at least you can listen to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
What a pro, you know. Her husband left her, and she still has enough professionalism to say, and now it's the Metal Injection live cast.
They're all professional voice actors, so
yeah.
It just runs in the family.
It's good. It's in the blood.
Welcome back to episode 100 of the Metal Injection Livecast. We just took a music break after talking with Greg from the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah, we needed a cool down after
we
that.
Needed to,
what
yeah.
a hot interview that was.
Oof.
Some of us needed to work out a little bit.
I took a little hot shower.
I doubled up on the nicotine.
Yeah, Sean had to smoke 2 cigarettes. That's how good it was for him.
The manliness quotient went up in this room, 100%.
So we just heard Slayer covering Minor Threat's Guilty of Being White. Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard Black Flag with Fix Me. Before that was Hell Nation with Not Smooth Jazz, which was a Sean pick. And preceding that was Vision Divine, The Killing Speed of Time, which was a Noah pick.
You don't need to say that. It's obvious.
Pick my
yeah,
both of them.
I would just like to say maybe today wasn't a good day to play
I
that
think
band.
It was, everyone needed like a sorbet yeah. from all that because we played Big Business, Harvey Milk, and Dillinger right before that. So we needed to change it up a little bit.
True.
Fine.
Well, I picked mine for Noah because you like jazz so much.
Okay.
Hell Nation, not smooth jazz was the song title.
We have an eclectic palette here of what we play.
Yeah.
Well, right now we have one of the world's greatest men.
I hope this is really him.
On the line. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am. It's really me.
Okay, it's really Greg.
The crowd is
Our
going
studio
wild.
Audience is sort of apathetic.
Ladies in the house tonight.
What is going on, my good man?
Nothing. Well, holy geez, that's some impressive stuff going on in the studio. Wow, I'm honored.
We have a whole studio audience now.
Yeah,
and what's that?
So it usually happens to me everywhere I go, but I didn't think it would actually happen to me in a studio before. That's great.
Well, that's what happens when we have one of the world's greatest men on the line for our 100th live cast. How did you find the time to pencil us in tonight? I know you're a busy man, traveling around the world, doing great things.
Yes, I took a, you know, hopefully this won't take long, but I did take a little bit of my time to of being one of the greatest men, or the world's greatest men, whatever the hell I am, to talk with you guys, and it's ironic that you say that. I'm boarding a plane at 7:15 tomorrow to go to California to the NAMM show where we hung out last year.
That's right.
Oh, you're
that's
so
true.
Lucky.
Why am I lucky? Because I'm in like 3 feet of snow right now?
We're in New York. Yeah. We have snow. We know what that's like.
We're at 3 feet of snow. We don't even get to go to NAMM. So it's just like we got to go to the grocery store. There's 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, you get to go to California now with this good weather.
You get to see Marty Friedman in the flesh. I'm jealous.
Yeah, but no one likes California. I'm upset because I'm in 3 feet of snow and I don't want to leave it. I love it.
He's in an igloo right now.
Okay, we also have Gunface on the line. Uh-oh, Greg.
No.
We got to talk to your bandmate, too.
Wait. You have Mike. You asked me to come on? You asked me to come on, and then you asked Mike to come on? I see this kid every day.
We wanted you guys to be on at the same time.
Oh, I can actually hear you guys this time.
We've upgraded.
Last time I called in, it just sounded like a bunch of cell phones talking to each other.
It's amazing. You couldn't hear shit that was going on, and you won our game show anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the best.
So, guys, how long has it been since you've been talking to each other? Has it been a while?
A couple days.
How many days?
Yesterday. We talked yesterday, actually, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We did talk
yesterday.
Yeah,
we did. We talked, remember? Remember that secret we told?
Oh, yeah, we had a secret conversation we're not going to tell you guys about.
No one will know.
Huh?
Well, I have a question. You guys have been off basically since Summer Slaughter. Is that accurate?
That is completely wrong.
Nope. No, we have a tour after that.
Thanks
where?
For coming out.
What was the tour?
It was Acacia's Train. Are you serious? It was one of the
I'm kidding. I'm making fun of Rob because it's really obvious we're all with Acacia's Train.
That's right,
because
we
and
sponsored
Terror.
Yeah. And Terror. You guys sponsored it. And, in fact, I called you from the road on that tour. What the hell
That's
is wrong with
right.
you?
I'm a massive pothead.
How did you make it to 100 episodes?
I have a strong supporting
to carry
cast.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I'm getting at is there any chance you guys happen to be writing possibly new material of the Red Chord variety? Since you're off now,
no.
You're not now.
No. There's no possibility whatsoever at all.
Ever.
No. Ever. Ever again.
We're writing jingles.
Oh. Is there can you give us a sample?
What's that?
A sample of the jingles.
Do you want to do one? Yeah, we wrote one for a company that makes a ripoff of, you know, like a fake butter product. Like, I can't believe it's not butter. We wrote one for one of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're called, it's called Spa Butter. And it goes, ba-butter. That's it. It's just a short little thing.
It's already stuck in my head.
Wow.
It worked.
Yeah, well.
It's like, bye, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe it's
we did
me.
That one.
Like, those people all have to be rich. Cause
they
look,
are.
That's in our head. That was just free product placement for Menin and Maybelline on our show.
Yep.
Have a comment in the chat that says those are butteral vocals.
Wait, what's the Maybelline one? How's that go?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Very good.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It starts, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, that is a very good one.
That's what happens when Noah forces us to watch America's Next Top Model.
You said you would never talk about that. I hate you.
What? I don't remember. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I watched a couple of those horrible shows recently, so I can't really criticize you for that.
Which show? Which in particular?
I watch Wife Swap from time to time. That's a horrible show.
That's not horrible.
I like that show.
Yeah,
it's a great show. I like that show.
Wife
and
Swap.
I watched Married to Rock a little while ago. I watched that too.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That E show where they follow right. Girlfriends of.
Wives.
Yeah, it's called
Wives.
One of them is a girlfriend.
Whoops.
One of them is a girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
But they have
riveting.
One of them wants to get married real bad, and she's really just trying to stay on the show. That's all it is, you know.
Wait,
she
who
is
the
it's not called dating rock. Yeah. It's called married
relevant.
Rock. So she's like, oh, I better get married because otherwise I'm going to be kicked off and maybe I'll get on dating a rock guy and then that's it.
Maybe she'll move up to Flavor Flav if all goes well.
Wait, are these famous rock stars? Who are they?
Yeah, like the drummer from Amur.
Singer from Shelter.
Yeah.
Remember
Everlast?
Falconer.
Uncle Cracker's bassist.
Oh, great.
Smash Mouth?
Top-notch guys, yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals?
Yeah.
They didn't have wives. Fine Young Cannibals did not have wives.
Well, they probably got married in Maryland.
And then they ate their wives. Because they're cannibals.
Duffin.
Manic Street Preachers? Is that
that's something.
All right, well, we have a bunch of callers with a bunch of questions. We're going to start with Asian Steve in L.A. As opposed to all the other Steves. Asian Steve, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Asian Steve.
How you doing?
You don't sound Asian. You don't sound Asian at all. I don't buy it.
You don't buy it? Why don't you buy it?
I don't know. Are you really Asian?
Yeah, totally.
Prove it.
What part of Asia?
Yeah, do something Asian.
Oh, some Asian?
Hit Rob. Quick.
What's your Asian name?
My Asian name?
Woha.
Wait, what is it?
Suchin.
Agent.
Okay. Okay.
Well.
What's your question, Agent Steve?
For Gregory. Is Gregory there?
Oh, look. Yeah, look, very proper, Agent Steve. I love it. Go ahead.
He is there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't hear
him?
I call you Agent Steven.
Are you guys not talking? Is that what you're asking? Gregory.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's Pucciato, right? It's not Father Greg.
No, it's Greg from the Red Cord. We're on with the Red Cord now. Dillinger was in the...
Oh, you're on with the Red Cord? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes, you are very confused.
Well, fuck that.
Is it because you're Asian?
Well, I'm gonna ask him a question anyway, then.
Oh,
which
shit.
What's his favorite hip-hop song right now, Top 40?
Oh.
What's my Greg favorite Top 40 hip-hop song? Listen to Nas, son. Hip-hop is dead. What's up? What's up? There's no such thing as dead. That's my answer.
Gunface, do you listen to any hip-hop?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. Hold on. I'm trying to find a way to hear you better. I don't get very good service in my house. Put that end that you're speaking to into your ear. You have it backwards. He does it. Oh, maybe that's why it's kind of quiet. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I listen to a little bit of hip-hop. I like... not very much. I mean, what do I? I don't really listen to much. I couldn't really tell you. I like Jedi Mind Tricks.
Yeah, Jedi Mind Tricks. You like those guys?
I like Spooks. They're
whoa!
But I don't think they're a band anymore.
You said they were great. They were like the Fugees.
Yeah,
you heard of?
Actually, it's funny because
it's true.
Wait, what's that?
Okay, well, he's trying to figure out how to use a phone. We can say it because it's the name of the band. Okay, guys? Okay.
I'm kidding.
Praz is...
All right, we have
okay,
another...
Okay, Rob.
Okay, we have another caller. We have Garrett on the line.
What nationality is he? Do we get that?
He did not give a nationality. Norwegian Garrett.
Navajo.
Garrett, what is your nationality, first of all? Let's get that out of the way.
Lakota Sioux.
Russian.
Oh!
Oh, I believe
that. Russian blood in me.
I bet you
so
do.
What's up? So is your question?
I was just wondering if Gunface and Gred could recommend some good death metal albums. I've been listening lately.
Oh, I don't like death metal. Are you serious? I listen to it all the time. I'm in a band that just does the blast beats and the yelling. I don't. Mike will do this one for you.
The yelling? I don't.
Oh, man. I just plugged. I'm sorry. I'm abusing myself over here. All right.
How is he doing?
I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'm pressing buttons. I'm plugging things in. It's a phone. Oh my God! Everything's going wild over here. Okay, I'm gonna tell you some stuff. Good death metal, like new death metal?
Just whatever you've been listening to lately.
Let's see. I like that new Father Befouled record. That's pretty good.
Fake.
They sound like Incantation.
Real.
But I can't hear it. I can't hear a damn thing. You guys know this death metal is dead. I look at the new Nas record, Death Metal is Dead. It's awesome. Yeah, it's really good. He went a different direction with that one. Yeah,
cool.
Good though.
Listen, Greg, now that we established that death metal is dead, we have a question from the chat. What's your favorite Creedence album?
Best of, you know, it wraps it all up.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
True.
Once we want to remind everyone, if you want to talk to the Red Cord, you could probably only talk to Greg because Gunface hasn't figured out how to use his phone yet.
Gunface is walking to the wall right now.
Listen. This is what happens, all right? Everybody starts talking, and then I can't hear anybody's actual words. I can only hear everybody talking to each other loud. So, F you guys.
Teacher, what
I know how to use a phone. I'm not even talking to you on the phone.
Can we all shut up? Let's play seven on a thing.
But once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That's how you can talk to these guys. I think we should take the Pizza Destroyer. We haven't heard from him all night.
Yes.
He's Massachusetts' own, the Pizza Destroyer.
Sup?
Is he on the air? Pizza, are you there?
Sup? Hey, what nationality are you, and what pod are you from?
What nationality? I am, and I'm from Sharon, which is like 40 minutes south of Boston.
You're from Sharon. You know, Mike, help me out with this. There are five female named towns in Massachusetts. I think it's five. I could be wrong, but
I live like 5 minutes away from Foxborough, if that helps.
You know, congrats. Well, what's the question? Here we go.
Foxborough is one of those female-named towns. I know a girl named Foxborough.
Yeah, she's hot, too. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Lynn?
There you go.
King, I can't
even
know.
Lynn Foxborough is her name.
Poughkeepsie, right. Possibly. Salem. And Shemiah.
Boston.
Again, this is going well. I don't even know this kid's name. What is he? What was his nationality?
The Pizza Destroyer.
Hold on. What was the question? I only heard the word Boston. Somebody said that. What's your favorite Boston record?
My favorite Boston record? it's kind of hard to hear stuff. Like, I have Gunface's problem, too. Like, when everyone starts talking, it just, like, cuts out a bit.
All right, Mike has his own problem. Mike's problem doesn't have anything to do with the phone. But what's your question?
Oh, I wanted to ask if you or anyone in your band has day jobs, and if they don't, what would you do if you couldn't, like, make a living off heavy metal?
Well,
I know Greg.
Yeah, go ahead. That took forever. Go ahead. You know, Greg, what?
You should just Greg and Gunface just answer the question. Yeah. Let's keep this moving.
Did you hang up on him? Don't hang up on him. What did he have to say?
No, he's still on. Go on.
All right. Good. Obviously, we live in squalor. We have no day jobs, and we got no tours coming up, so we're completely screwed. So if we could come stay with you and Sharon, that would be great.
Okay.
So if I can recommend
Sharon,
Nancy there.
If we can stay with Sharon, too, that would be great.
Yeah.
Well,
is
second
Sharon
part
there?
What?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So, wait, what'd you ask me?
Did somebody ask?
They're going to come to your house and stay with you for a little bit, is what they're trying to say.
Chelsea is the other name. Chelsea, by the way.
Chelsea, there's one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
It sounds like we're on a party line right now. Are we on a party line?
Yes, this is very much the party line.
Is Freddy Freaker here?
Freddy Freaker? Have you guys ever seen the Freddy Freaker video?
No, what's that?
It was like an 80s hotline you call up, and I don't know what the hell you get when you get them on the other end, but the commercial just has a little puppet guy dancing, just a puppet that's with inarticulate limbs that just kind of flop around, and they sing a song about Freddy Freaker and how he's going to tell you all the hot new things that are going on. And I don't really know what the hell it is. 1-800-490-FREAK, I think.
Yeah.
Join the party.
Not the commercial. Let's hear it.
Do you want me to sing it for you?
Freddy Freaker gets new sensations. Having the nation doing the freak. Call now. 1-900-490-FREAK. Join the party. That's an easy way.
You recorded the music for this?
Yeah.
You're but it goes right into the sloth butter.
It's weird. There's like a claymation of like a troll. It's just going back and forth.
I believe this was Richard Marx's first single.
Yep. I just want to point out what's happening with Jammin' Party Till You Drop. What's happening? He's asking a question. He's saying, what's happening? What's jamming? And then before you even get the answer, he says, Party Till You Drop. So it's like he already knows the answer, yet he's not, but he's asking you anyway. He's a freak.
I hate people like that.
I don't know why, but we're getting requests for you to imitate Andrew Dice Clay. Are you up to that?
Which one of us? No one likes that. What's this kid's next question?
We have another caller. We have many callers because you are two of the world's greatest men. We have one man orgy from Massachusetts.
We have one man orgy.
Oh. Are you there, one man?
Oh. Yep, that's me.
Turn your internet off, kid. We can hear that shit.
One man orgy.
That's me. I'm the one man orgy.
You have to turn down your computer speaker so that this.
Turn off your internet. Turn off your internet, man.
What's
up? The bandwidth. Shut that off. What's up?
What's your
What's
question,
up, man? Ask Greg up any hot dogs he can fit in his ass crack.
Great question. Crack? Probably just one if it's my crack.
Thank you for your question.
You mean ass crack or hole?
Yeah, you mean ass crack.
He says crack. I mean, I could probably fit way more in my hole, but he has crack. It makes no sense.
You have such a pronounced accent from Massachusetts. It is ass crack. Say it again, one man orgy.
Oh, I'm sorry. He got disconnected.
I got to goodbye him. Sorry.
Ooh, he had to get back to having one man orgy.
I can't find him in the chat room earlier because he was annoying me.
Oh, I see.
So I thought he was going to complain about that, but he didn't, so I guess it's okay.
It's all right. We have Pat from Maryland. Changing it up a little. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Pat, what is your question for the world's greatest men?
Turn
down the internet. Oh, my God.
Turn down the speakers when you call.
Can we have Jenny remind them that to do that when they call?
Yes. Okay, so what's your question?
My question is, Greg, how many bio desserts do you have to eat to make a death fart?
Oh.
Mm. Oh, that is an awesome question. The answer is 2 1/3.
All right.
So get on that, son.
Thank you.
Gunface, do you agree with that? Is Gunface even here? Is he still with us?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
taking it all in.
I'm just sitting next to my trash can listening.
So how far do you guys live away from each other? Same house.
About
an hour.
We're sitting right next to each other right now, actually, on our phones.
Yeah, we live away from each other, but we're right next to each other right now.
Yeah, no, we live about an hour. Yeah, maybe an hour away.
45 to an hour, yeah.
45 minutes, yeah. We live on opposite ends of the city. So,
well,
I live in the north, he lives in the south. We don't live in the city. Well, he lives closer to the city than I do. Yeah.
Is this usually what your phone conversation is like?
All the time, literally.
More heavy breathing.
Yeah. Now, normally we talk more about, farts and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Maybe we don't talk about farts.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we talk about them. Yeah.
Do you guys, are you guys doing any more silly shows with your main projects, really? That's
what do you mean, silly shows? I don't know
what we're talking
shows.
About.
Yeah. Serious shows.
So,
yes. Yep. Yeah, we're gonna do another BioDesert Death Park show, and maybe you guys could actually show up this time.
In Massachusetts.
Maybe we'll see.
You guys should come to New York. Let's book a New York show. We'll talk to Rich Hall. He'll make it happen.
Yeah, maybe do it. We're ready. What's the biggest venue in New York?
We'll get you the garden. We'll secure the... No, fuck the garden. Carnegie Hall. Carnegie Hall for these guys.
We'll go Carnegie Hall, and then we'll go the Meadowlands in Jersey.
Yeah, we'll play Carnegie Hall, and then we'll play... What's that...
Central Park Summer Stage?
Yeah, that place. Whatever you just said.
Just play Central Park. We'll fill up all of Central Park with like a million people all at one time.
Yeah, you guys have like 8 million people. You got to at least be able to give us like 500,000 for our show, right?
Oh! We have 90 seconds to keep going. Let's take one more caller. We have someone from Australia on the line. Luke.
Whoa, what?
Luke, are you
What's
there?
Your nationality?
Luke, can you hear us, buddy?
Wallaby.
Yes, I can.
Hello? Whoa. You almost sound like Chuck Blandington. Luke, what's up?
Oh, not much. It's actually my birthday today, so we're both celebrating milestones.
Nice.
Well,
happy birthday.
Are you also 100? I don't think so. All right.
How old are you?
15 now.
Noah?
I'm not a pedophile. Stop it.
Right,
maybe that's legal in Australia.
It's legal. It's legal in Australia. They love it.
No thanks.
Finger
Get on that. They'll love you. Believe me.
So what's your question?
I got a question about a line from the song Black Santa. Why did the penis go from heaven down to hell?
First off, we'd like to make a correction. It's African-American Santa now, because we're trying to be woke.
Yeah.
And it's African-American non-denominational holiday figure is the name of the song now.
Yeah, the penis actually is the crucifix.
Shut up, lady.
Oh,
okay. Control that.
Go ahead.
Do you want to take this mic?
What was that? I just started to answer it.
Is he? What are you doing, man?
I can't hear you guys. Occasionally, I hear people go. Ah. All
right. Can you say the answer again?
I said the
you
penis
have pants on right now.
See, once I start to answer it, Greg started talking over me, so you're not going to even hear what I say anyway.
Okay. All right.
See, now you guys just sound like. Ow, ow, ow.
But we aren't saying anything, so we shouldn't sound like anything.
That's because we're going, ow.
No.
That must be how you guys breathe. Anyway, I don't have an answer for this question. You got to ask a homeless guy somewhere.
It is, okay, so a lot of these, a lot of the lyrics came from crazy lunatic homeless guys, and I believe that was one of them. Guy Coswick hangs out with a lot of homeless people and maniacs, and, yeah, he decided to steal all their lines and put them in a song and not pay them anything. So,
How old are they?
Still, so now they're all living in guys' crazy giant house in New Hampshire.
His compound, yeah.
Was that guy with the golden voice one of them?
That guy just, I hear he just got arrested or something for beating up his kid.
Actually, his daughter.
Him.
Hit
up. Yeah.
He was probably he tried to eat her.
Yeah, probably hungry. And I'm glad he's getting arrested because, F that guy.
Yeah, you said
Mike
it.
Mike doesn't like homeless people.
But his name
everybody
is
Teddy.
Well,
everybody
the reason
loves that guy.
The reason that Mike.
Ted Williams, it's awesome.
The reason that is awesome. The reason that Mike hates him is because Mike is trying to start a voiceover career, and that guy is totally taking his business.
He totally is. All I got to do now is, get kicked out of my house, and then I can hopefully get some work.
Yeah. Mike, can you give us a little bit of that wonderful voice, letting people know they're listening to the 100th episode of the Metal Injection Livecast?
Hey, listen to this TV program.
That's what I was thinking about doing when I go on, like, the radio. I'll be like, I've got the golden voice.
It's like great.
It's like honey listening to you. I love it.
I'm like Shlomo complicated.
Check out this one.
I thought that's what we sound like to you.
Now let's hear when you're transitioning into a record. How would you throw it into a record?
Into a record?
Yeah, like if you're Casey Kasem.
You're DJing.
Oh, then I'd be like,
wow, what a talent.
Yeah. Hire me, everybody. Everyone hire me. Everyone.
Now, what if you had to do, like, an Australian TV show voiceover? What would that sound like?
Oh, then it'd be like... then I'd do, like, three clicks, like, with my heels, and I'd mic that.
Can we do, like, a weather on the ones for us right now?
Oh, Jesus. They told us about the snow before.
Yeah.
Greg, do you have a budding voiceover career?
No, I don't. That's all Mike, clearly. No one ever wants to hear, what I have to say or would pay me to even hear what I would have to say. So, no, I'm dead in the water. I'm dead in the water, but I can make funny noises, too. See, but Mike is better than me, and he's actually getting paid for it. Mike, tell him about this shit.
What?
Well, I did have one gig. I had only one. But that's it. It's where the well's dried up. I'm out. I got one job, and I was like, yeah, my career's really taken off. And then, I showed up to an audition. They slapped me in the face. They were wearing, like, an iron oven mitt, and they slapped me right in the face. Said, get the hell out of here, never come back, you're a piece of shit. And they let the doors hit me in the ass on the way out.
So you got paid.
But I got paid to show up at the audition and be degraded.
I'm proud of you.
Wow.
Are you sure that you didn't go to the dungeon? It was an actual interview?
Well, it may have been a dungeon. Yeah, it was a dungeon interview. I just said that kind of... that's one of the accents I do. This is see if you can guess what region this is. You'll know that I'm good at doing accents for voices. I was going to that dungeon and to talk to the interview. That sounds pretty good, right? Kind of like,
South Africa.
British accent, right? I go into a dungeon. That's my British accent. I go into a dungeon, do interview. That's kind of how I do a British accent. So I get a lot of work with the British accent.
That's cool. Well, I guess it's weird. We still have some callers on the line. Let's get to one of them. Dylan in Pennsylvania. Are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's with the questionnaire?
What questionnaire?
To get on this show.
Oh, you mean our screener? Why?
Yeah.
Do you have an issue?
What the fuck is up with that? That's funny. But seriously, Greg.
Yeah, one question.
Greg, yeah.
Yes. All right, next call.
Greg Weeks. How long did it take you to grow your beard, and how much will it take you to sell it to me?
Whoa.
I've actually sold my beard before for $5.
But that was back before Greg was anybody. Now he sells it for $250.
Yeah, now that I'm huge, it'll be $250. So it's big. I'm big time now. So
you big time in him right now?
I'm big time in this kid right now, all over town, in front of everyone.
Whoa, Jesus.
We see.
Yeah. Now that there's white in my beard, it goes up. Because what are you willing to pay me for my beard?
Probably about a used Band-Aid.
You're paying me probably about a used Band-Aid.
Yeah.
What will you do?
So not even necessarily a used Band-Aid, just maybe a used Band-Aid.
It could be a brick of gold. It could be a used Band-Aid.
You can't even part with a used Band-Aid? That's too much to ask?
What if it was a gold Band-Aid?
Maybe. I like this kid. This kid can either, blow me or give me a belly button lint. He's random. I like that about him. He's crazy. This kid's nuts.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. Sorry, Dylan. Goodbye.
I'm in. You guys are going hog wild over there.
Kicked him right off.
That's our goodbye cue. All right, let's take one last caller. And then we'll
take 10 more.
Let's
go.
Because you guys are very busy. Askus in Connecticut. Hopefully this will work out all right. Askus, are you there?
Yeah, it's ass piss, like piss out my ass.
Oh, ass piss.
Oh. Like piss a badger out my ass.
So what's up?
I got a question for Greg.
Oh.
Yeah, this is one man orgy again, too. Yo, Greg, how do you like your babies? Do you like them well done, or do you like them rare? I kind of like mine in between, you know.
I like mine extra medium.
Medium?
Extra medium.
That works.
Who's that accent? The kid's from Connecticut with that accent? I love it.
He could be lying to us.
Yeah, a man
get out of here. Not on this show.
Anything.
Well,
I don't know people were capable of lying, but I just learned that today. You're very disillusioned.
Not on metal injection, yeah.
Yeah, especially not in metal. Nobody lies in metal.
Boy.
Ooh, excuse me. So are you guys, what are you guys, what's next? What's on deck for you guys? If I were to update your Wikipedia page right now, what would I write in it?
I'm going to L.A. and Mike's going to Florida. There it is. Pow. And we'll still probably talk every day.
Why are you going to Florida, Mike?
I'm going to D-World.
Whoa.
Dick World. Disney World. Not Dick World. Not Dick World.
D-Bag World.
I'm going to Disney World for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Yeah, just to check it out.
Uh-oh, our lines have been destroyed. Guys, are you still there? Greg, are you still there?
Because he's fucking goofy.
Our lines have been broken. Well, it's probably for the best because the show is wrapping up. Guys, we have to hang up on you because our lines just got busted.
Can we get another goodbye?
Let it happen. But thank you guys. You can't really respond, but thank you guys for taking some time to talk to us.
It's our pleasure.
Oh, no, it'd be like...
Don't fuck with my face.
That's how they would have said it. Those guys...
That's right.
You can check out The Red Cord and Bio Dessert Death Bart. Please check them out. Big thanks to Greg Pucciato from the Dillinger Escape Plan for calling in the first hour.
Are you asking us or telling us?
A question mark at the end of his
name. He has
some
gas, I thought.
But before we go, last week, was it last week? We talked to Josh, who was also a DJ, and we told him we wanted a news report. And I just checked, and he sent in, something in. I haven't heard this yet, but this is his news report. Let's hear how it goes.
Hello, this is Mrs. Blandington standing in for my asshole of a husband's chest.
He's gotten himself incarcerated again and used his one phone call for the intro of his episode of the live cast. So I'm making like Gordon Love. I'm trying to make money by doing what my husband did exceedingly well. So, welcome to the This Part Is Actually About Metal segment.
Hey everybody, this is the 2-Minute Metal Update with your host, The Ripper, right here on the Metal and Jackson Livecast. First item on the docket to mention today is that Electric Wizard's latest full-length Black Masses will finally see a stateside release on January 18th via Rise Above Records, so be sure to pick that one up. Came out in Britain last year, in November. Good, 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 good. Second up, the Brazilian thrash gods Sepultura are sadly still not reuniting. There's been some back and forth, rumors and whatnot, but they will not be, so sorry any disappointed Sepultura fans. Moving on, we got Mike Portnoy. Latest Mike Portnoy noise is that he has reformed his Beatles tribute band, Yellow Matter Custard. Pretty much
very
a
true.
New low for him, I would assume, and
he's
available to do part
some opinion in the new
metal sucks. Next up, we got the Sky on Rockfest is looking up this year. Be sure to check in tomorrow on the Facebook page. They're going to announce the other 25 bands. They did announce that Morbid Angel will be the headliner for that event, though. Furthermore, if your soul seems to be damned and you don't know where to turn, the Every Metalhead Ministry has your answer. You can find them on MySpace. They want to cleanse your soul and save you. Another quick tidbit you guys want to know about is the Metal Alliance Tour featuring St. Vitus, Crowbar, and Helmet. That'll be touring throughout the U.S. this summer. And since Noah doesn't know how to use Google Earth, I figured I'd let her in on the latest Megadeth information.
Oh,
thank you.
Original co-founder of the band, David Elson, will be getting a signature bass from Jackson. And also from Jackson, their custom shop will be introducing a new Chris Broderick signature guitar model in January of this year. So thank you for listening, and this has been the 2-Minute Metal Update with The Ripper on Metal Injection.
By the way, no one knows how to use
it. Scientific Proof magazine has recently released an algorithm proving that Sean is indeed a poozy. Stay tuned for more details.
Did we almost talk over that?
No, really name dropped Scientific Proof magazine. That makes that just made my year. That
Sean
made my 2011.
Is such a poozy. This needs to be a weekly segment. That was great.
Yeah.
No one knows how to use Google Alerts, but she only knows how to program it to alert her about things about herself
on Wikipedia.
Here's I have one critique of that because it was great. He's got a great demeanor and all that. Don't make out with the microphone.
He's popping his peas.
No. It's the processing.
Yeah.
He processed it in a way where it just...
And also there were a lot of ums and ahs, where if you're pre-recording, you could cut out the ums.
Wow, you guys are so
judgmental. I don't think it should
we're
be
helping him out.
Perfect.
We
mean
judgmental. It should. It's a news report. Come on.
He said he did it in about half an hour.
Yeah, okay.
He name-dropped Scientific Proof magazine.
Wait. Half an hour including the research or just half an hour to record that?
Whipped it up in about half an hour.
But it works. We're just critiquing him. We're not. I said it's great. I love it. Just those.
The production.
Yeah. It needs tweaking. It doesn't need any overhaul. It's
if you email me, I'll send you Adobe Audition so you can edit your audio.
Wow.
Illegal file sharing.
The Ripper. Okay. Thank you so much for contributing to our show. That was amazing.
Thank you. Do that every week.
You're hired, and by hired we mean we're not really going to give you any money, but we'll gladly play your
just like the
audio on
next
our show.
Next week, make up some fake Shlomo news as well. We should drop that into the music break. Between songs.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's great. If
you have a job.
Ripper, if you're up for it, we're up for it. That was your addition. You passed with flying colors. All right. We're going to wrap things up. We want to thank everybody that was a part of this. We want to thank.
Except for One Man Orgy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Our chat has apparently blew up. We need to find another chat system now because we realized you can only have 80 people in here at once.
We almost got to 80 a couple of weeks ago, too, with no guests.
But this time
we also have to thank Jenny.
Yes.
For a call screening.
Thank you.
Huge thanks to Jenny for all of her help.
Can you give her a special
award?
She did
wonderful. Thank you to everybody who called in. Thank you to all the musicians. I mentioned this already, but they deserve some thanking for taking some time out. And we will be back. We didn't even mention this. We'll be back next week. We have a very special 3-hour edition of the live cast next week.
Are we allowed to say why?
We're extending it. We are totally allowed to say why. It's because the man behind the mask, Odorous Urungus of Gwar, will be in the studio for pretty much an entire hour. The final hour he'll
be. So hopefully there will be no phone difficulties.
Yeah, he won't have to hang up and call back because he'll be in the studio. He might be a little too drunk.
to talk. But
he's
going to
be not in character, right? He's just going to hang out with
Dave Brocky?
It might be Dave Brocky and
Otis.
We
don't know what we're going to get. That's why it's so exciting.
It's very shocking. But once again,
we're going to let him be who he wants.
We're going to have a three-hour show next week, a three-hour special. And the extended hour will feature for the entire hour in the studio Odorous Urungus of Guar.
Awesome.
Getting stoned with us because he's already drunk. And that was actually a requirement. It was like, you guys better get the bud ready if he's coming over.
Oh, yes.
I'm bringing beers.
It's going to be a huge show. Obviously, the lines will be open for the entire time that Odorous is here. You guys can interact with him and he'll talk shit on you. It'll be huge. We should play something going out. What's like a, we probably have a lot of first time listeners.
You mean a bit? Something?
What's like a good bit we could play?
Robert.
I was going to play the Dave Mustaine book reading, but I could.
Okay, yeah, no, let's do that. Let's play the Dave Mustaine book reading since we talked about that.
I'll do both. I'll play Robert after that.
Okay, so once again, people in chat requesting Smash Mouth, but that's not happening. Once again, thanks to everybody for listening, and we will be back with a brand new edition next week.
And this concludes our broadcast day.
Anyway, so I'm holding in my hand Dave Mustaine's new book that came out yesterday.
Wait, I have to give you tweezers so that you can turn the pages.
Oh, come on.
Tweezers.
You want to turn the pages for me? Come over here. You can do that. We'll put it behind glass, and you can reach in, like with those glove things, like on the handle of plutonium.
Yeah.
Do that. You want to do that? Okay, hold on. Let me go into the air locker. Airlock.
Right. Why are the pages already stuck together?
No, it was rubbing on her cuckoo, she said before.
This is my late night entertainment.
You use your lips to turn the pages?
By the way, Noah pointed out to me that the very first two words in this book are James Hetfield. And I thought
seriously,
she was kidding, but I went to the introduction and it starts off, James Hetfield, who used to be one of my best friends, as close as a brother, once observed with some incredulity that I must have been born with a horseshoe up my ass. That's how lucky I've been. Well, it's probably true, because he's been in rehab like 59 days, right? 59 times, I should say. So, I'm just going to read
poor horseshoeism,
ridiculous things in here. Like, I opened the page random, book randomly, and I wind up with the, actually wound up completely by accident on the page where James Hetfield kicks his dog. Totally not bullshitting.
Are you serious?
Yes, page 66.
Can you read it?
You want to hear the story? All right, I'm going to read this like Dave Mustaine. Prior to the formation of Metallica, I bought a couple of dogs to dissuade people from breaking into my house, which had happened on occasion in part because of my business.
Did he write that in the book?
Because I started reading the book last night on the train,
yes.
And just reading it in my normal voice, just in my head, didn't suffice. So I started reading it as if you were reading it, and it made it so much better.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record this as an audiobook for you.
Perfect.
Can we sell it on the site? Does that do it?
Okay. These were formidable pups, Staffordshire Terriers, which are similar to pit bulls, crossbred with Rhodesian Ridgebacks. And they quite naturally scared the shit out of most people. But they were also very affectionate and loyal, and I cared for them immensely. When I traveled to Ron McGovney, when I traveled to Ron's house for rehearsal or to a gig, I usually leave them behind to protect the house. Sometimes one of the dogs would keep me company. One day in the summer of 1982, I drove to rehearsal, and when I let the dog out of the car, she began running around. Dogs do that when they've been cooped up for a while. Thanks, Dr. Dave Mustaine.
So educational.
Dave Mustaine, dog whisperer.
At some point, I said that already. Okay, yeah. At some point, the female jumped up on the front quarter panel of Ron's car, a beautiful Pontiac GTO, prompting James to give the dog a hard kick across its chest. The dog, she was still just a puppy, let out a yelp and scampered away,
aww,
and I went nuts. What are you doing? I gotta do James's voice.
Ginger rage.
She's scratching the car, man. Yeah, James said. As if that was an acceptable excuse for kicking a dog. Fuck you. I said. No, he actually wrote "fuck you." Like he's writing it and remembering it now. Fuck you.
Oh
he's
yeah,
still
that's
mad.
When I said "fuck you."
The actual.
No, he wrote all of these like in his diary at the end of the day.
Really? It seems
so.
Like. Was did he actually write this though?
The way it's written, like, really seems like it.
Hey
like,
Noah,
he kept
fuck it. You! I'm trying to read my book here.
Okay.
Is this like written by Dave Mustaine and you know as told to somebody or
look on the side of the
it just
the,
says
the
Dave
sign.
Mustaine. Oh, with Joe Layden.
Yeah.
Ah, so he didn't really write. Maybe this didn't happen. The actual fight didn't happen right there. They call it a hang fire. Like when there's an unexpected delay between the trigger of a gun being pulled and the actual discharge of the weapon. I know, because I shoot guns a lot.
That's
you know, no, I added that. Sorry,
that was a footnote.
You know it's coming and there's no stopping it. It's just a matter of time. James and I alternately cursed at each other. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
There it is. That's
how I know about guns. I have one in my pocket.
But let me skip ahead. Oh, okay.
You keep talking like that, and I'm going to punch you in the mouth, I said. Fuck off! Yeah!
I have to add yeah at the end of every jet.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah! In the middle of this exchange, Ron walked out of the bathroom and into the living room. He and James went way back. And despite the fact that James often treated him like shit, Ron instinctively defended his friend.
I don't know how to do a Ron McGovney voice, so I'm just going to say. No one knows.
Your usual voice.
Yeah. You hit him, you'll have to hit me. You hit him, you'll have to hit me first.
Miss Thing.
Shut up, Ron, and sit the fuck down, I said. And then James jumped to Ron's defense. You touch him, you're going to have to hit me first. Yeah. Jesus, I thought. I think in my voice, too. See? What is this? Some kind of fucking game show? I realized I would have to make a decision. Okay, you win.
Wow, that's kind of a pussy decision. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I screwed up. Yeah, Dave's telling a better story than me.
You win, I said, and with that, I threw a right cross that landed flush against James's face, turning his mouth into a pile of bloody chiclets.
What a metaphor. That's great.
Thanks, James had to feel his big teeth.
No, he had chiclets in his mouth.
Oh.
I'm eating chiclets right now. Yeah. Got bad breath. Ooh.
Yeah.
To my surprise, Ron immediately jumped on my back. Reflexively, I gave him a hip toss.
He's in the WWE. I got a great... Someone in the chat said Chitalica. If he remembered that incident, that would have been the name of the band.
A few people are saying, get to the part where Dave says he's gay.
Right after that, I realized I was gay. He flew across the room and landed on an entertainment center, sending shards of particle board all over the place.
Imagine it, like what an entertainment center was in 19... 19-